AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As expected, the defense's closing arguments in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial focusing on former Trump fixer Michael Cohen. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what Trump's legal team is looking at.
Part of the defense argument here is that this was not meant to hide anything from voters. He paid the hush money to keep it out of the papers so his wife wouldn't see it. And Hope Hicks testified that he asked her once to not bring the newspapers up to the residence in the White House just to make sure Melania Trump was insulated from some of the more salacious stories.
The former president is charged with falsifying records to cover up payments made to an adult film star with whom he'd had a sexual encounter. He says he committed no wrongdoing. The Israeli Defense Force says its munitions alone could not have triggered the inferno at a refugee camp in Rafah in Gaza that left 50 Palestinians dead, the airstrike under investigation. More than 20 people killed in dangerous weather over the Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police are now investigating after finding a body in the woods on Madison's north side. MPD says someone had called asking them to do a welfare check near where Stoughton Road meets Highway 30 and 151. That's off Sycamore Road. It's an industrial area surrounded by woods. They were dealing with tough terrain and tough weather on Monday. They used a drone to find the body. They haven't yet released the person's name or whether they believe the death is suspicious. Meanwhile, three more tornadoes hit southern Wisconsin over the long weekend. They touched down Sunday afternoon in Rock and Jefferson counties. The National Weather Service was then on the ground. NWS says they were the lowest rated twister, EF0. Those can still have wind speeds of 80 miles per hour. These storms damaged homes, power lines, and trees, just continuing the path of storm damage here in southern Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Pack is back to practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers resume off-season OTA practices. Matt LaFleur asked about defensive back Eric Stokes recovering from that severe leg and foot injury from two seasons ago.
What this off-season has afforded him was an opportunity to really train. Just when you look at him physically, his body looks different. Certainly he's hitting some very fast speeds out there on practice. Obviously we monitor all that. And I can tell mentally he feels like he's in a great place.
NBA playoffs, the Celtics beat the Pacers 105-102 to complete a four-game sweep and now head to the finals. Baseball game two of the Brewers' four-game series against the Cubs continues tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers won yesterday 5-1. Craig Counsell asked, when did he first consider leaving Milwaukee?
You know, when David Stearns leaving made you think about it a lot. I don't know how it couldn't, right?
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Do you think her supporters will actually follow her lead, or does Biden still have a chance with some of those Nikki Haley votes?
I think some reporters will follow her lead, and that's why it's dangerous. And Katie, welcome back to Florida. I know you're a part-time New Yorker sitting in a courtroom all day. But so look, here's the takeaway on Nikki Haley. First, little surprise in that she did it because she wants to run in 28. And just like Ron DeSantis, though they went right at Donald Trump, they caved to him because to be electable in 28, they have to endorse Donald Trump.
Yes, our friend David Jolly went on to say about Nikki.
So no surprise there. A couple other takeaways. One, I think we've given her too much credit, and I think we need to stop giving her too much credit. Mm-hmm. Clearly, these were convictions that she held out of convenience during the primary, and now she has more convenient convictions in a general election with Donald Trump. And so I say that not to be hyperbolic, but there is no difference now between Nikki Haley and Kevin McCarthy and Ted Cruz and Mitch McConnell and Kristi Noem, and go down the list. She's one of them. There is no difference between her and MAGA. I joked with Nicole earlier this week, the only difference between Nikki Haley and Kristi Noem is a dead puppy.
Oh, David Jolly, David Louise Jolly. Yes. All right, we will get him rebooked. His puppy is doing okay, I think.
I believe so.
He had a puppy emergency. We were supposed to have him last week.
Yep.
It's because they are a party of spineless cowards. That's why.
That's
Nikki
right.
Haley, all the whole lot of them. What's the opposite of that, Chris? People with spines of steel.
Yes.
Progressive warriors.
From Wisconsin.
Representative Mark Pocan, star of Stage Screen and Sexy Liberal Madison. Good morning, Representative.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for having me.
People are still talking about what a complete rock star you were, how great you were at Madison Sexy Liberal. Thank you so much.
Well, you packed the house, you know. It was a great room, a great event, and I think I still have some pain in my face from laughing and smiling all night.
Aw, you were fantastic. I got to tell you, thanks for doing that for us, but also just that you are such a progressive warrior. You just fight the good fight for us every day on all of these issues we care about. You just tweeted, "I'd encourage anyone who does not support increasing the federal minimum wage to try surviving on $7.25 an hour." Talk about that issue for a minute.
Well, you know, this one, it's so strange, the companies that still are not following where wages really have moved. And, you know, the reason we have a minimum wage is to protect those who need it the most. But, you know, it's the companies that if they don't pay enough, we all subsidize their wages because people are on various economic supports. And, you know, I actually have a supplier for, you know, a small company that I own. And I found out the reason things were so badly shipping is because they couldn't hire anyone, guess what, at that minimum wage. Well, you know, that's not the real wage anymore. And one, we need to up it just to have protections in place for those who need it the most. But two, You know, we need to make sure that people realize you, even at double the minimum wage, you can barely get by. Yep. And we need to have a wage that actually is closer to a living wage, not just a minimum wage.
So, Representative, we may have a convicted felon as one of the, you know, candidates by the end of this week. There was a story about how the Biden camp isn't sure should they call him a convicted felon if he's a convicted felon. And, you know, someone was like, oh, no, no, people really care more about the issues that affect their lives. I mean, don't we have to make an issue of both? You know, it can't just be normalized that a convicted felon can't vote but can have the nuclear codes, I think.
Yep.
But go ahead.
There may just be someone who forgets to drink Kool-Aid one day that will hear the word felon and then realize they're about to vote for someone that would be awful for president. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, we need to call him out for that and for many other things. The fact that he is where he's at in the polls when he is anything but normal. We need to make sure, because at the end of the day, you know, states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan and others are going to be really, really key. And, you know, it is not upper Midwest nice, as you know, coming through Madison, we are upper Midwest nice to, you know, be a convicted felon. And maybe calling that out would be helpful.
Yeah, thank you. But, you know, the other thing is the issues that affect everybody's lives. And I've heard, we mentioned that I've heard a couple Democrats lately say, oh, you know, Democrats got to stop saying the economy's so good because people don't feel like that. Well, Representative, there are facts. The economy is provably statistically, you know, miles better than when Donald Trump was in. So I feel like we have to talk about that. Right. I mean, you can talk about fair wages, stuff like you're talking about. But the fact our wages are up, unemployment is way down. The stock market's way up. What, you know, like what barometers? Is there a different way Democrats should be talking about this?
I think we can talk about that. But the thing we've got to talk about more, and I do think this is a little bit of a pivot that Biden campaign, I would advise, should take, is that most people, even if you have a better job now and you're making a better wage, if you're spending more of that money out of pocket on inflation, which right now, specifically in two areas, gasoline and food, you have a real way to point to. I mean, Joe Biden's done a bunch on inflation and keeping health care prices down with the Inflation Reduction Act. We're finally negotiating with Big Pharma for drug prices. He's done things to help lower energy costs. But gasoline, we are being gouged right now by the gas companies. And earlier this month, the Federal Trade Commission went after a guy who owned an oil company and sold it to, I think it was Exxon, who had hundreds of communications with OPEC, a foreign entity, to try to price fix and supply fix oil. If you pay simply a dollar more a gallon because of an oil executive and other people like him in the oil industry, that's something like $160 billion a year Americans are overpaying for the profits of oil companies. And the president, I think, needs to be more aggressive on that. And the same thing is true with food. You know, I think four companies distribute something like 60% of the food. And when you have that, there is higher prices than we should be paying. I think the president needs to call that out. He's done a lot to help reduce costs, but call out the people who are still keeping inflation in place. And I think that would go really far.
And didn't, am I mistaken that almost every Republican voted against the, you know, the price gouging at the pump bill that you guys worked on?
Multiple. I mean, they voted against the Inflation Reduction Act. They voted against a number of measures that actually would reduce costs because they want an election issue. I just want my consumers not to have to be price gouged by big corporations.
Yeah.
And that should be all of our approaches. I just think the president should call them out because he's done a lot around health care. I mean, if you're a senior and you're on Medicare, you now have a cap of $2,000 out of pocket on prescription drugs. You have a cap on insulin at $35. You've got negotiating for prescription drug prices. I mean, those are real tangible things. What president, think about any previous president, has taken on Big Pharma like Joe Biden because he's doing it because it's the right thing. And I think he should really talk about the things he's doing right and call out the companies that are still misbehaving.
Yeah, and yeah, and let's not forget, you know, Putin, MBS, God knows how many bad actors are going to want gas prices to go up to get Trump reinstalled before the election. I mean, you know, but how do you run against a party that is so shameless, Representative Pocan, that, you know, they show up at ribbon cuttings for stuff they voted against, right, and take credit for them for infrastructure projects?
That is one of the gutsier moves, isn't it? actually do that.
It's not the word I'd use, but yeah.
But you know what? That's where you need a Democratic Party like we have in Wisconsin, you know, where Ben Wickler runs it and does an amazing job. Because honestly, if they have an event and they're going to do something like that, they should have people outside with signs saying, you never voted for this liar. You know, call them out for what they didn't do right. Because, you know, we've had the least productive session of Congress in almost anyone's memory. I think last year we passed as few bills as we did since the Depression. Yeah. It's been a long, long time. Congress is not working. I do think people from polling I've seen kind of get that, but we definitely have to call them out as well. I just think it's time maybe to even Midwestern Nice can call people out. You don't have to. You know, anyone can do this.
Yeah. We saw that in Fargo. We can call out the malfeasance.
Oh, yeah.
And get to a reasonable buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minus the shredder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Representative, you mentioned Medicare. I know you and your fellow progressive warriors have a Medicare for All bill out there. I keep saying, rather than getting depressed or dispirited, whether it's, you know, Supreme Court rulings or you name it, let's double and triple down on democracy, on getting you guys huge majorities in the Senate, the House, get the White House, and then we could get things that we've all always wanted, like Medicare for All, right? I mean, it's just, that's such a no-brainer to me, Medicare for All. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. First, get to functioning government, right? Because then we can do things. On Medicare for All, you know, the number of sponsors keeps increasing. We're over 120 sponsors. Now, is that a majority of Congress yet? No, but nothing easy comes like when it's as big as Medicare for All. But the idea that we're the only industrialized nation that doesn't have universal health care is pretty mind-numbing. And it's obviously because the special interests have fought hard to keep it that way. But it is in everyone's interest to have your neighbors, your coworkers, your family members healthy. And by offering a plan like Medicare for All, that is one of the most popular plans, Medicare, that, you know, the federal government offers, we can have more people covered and we can improve the plan. And especially when you compare it to the Medicare Advantage plans, which are private alternatives to Medicare, for example, where they deny care and there's price gouging. I think the last year that we kept track of this, they overbilled the government $140 billion.
Yeah.
There are cost-effective ways to have more people covered with health care, and you'll get that if we can get a Democratic majority.
Well, it's so depressing that, you know, this is the major cause of bankruptcies if you get sick in America. And I know, can I tell you, no fewer than five of my friends have heart issues. And I know you dealt with some of that. I hugged on you like a koala in Madison. I was like, no, don't go anywhere. Are you okay? But, you know...
You're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, seriously, several of my friends have, you know, a quadruple bypass. You know, they're not old people that have, you know, pacemakers or, you know, taking a medication or have had some sort of heart issues. And it is terrifying to think you could, you know, be one, you know, step away from losing everything because you have some sort of medical issue, right?
Well, and to think there's an industry that is only intent is to make money, not to provide health care under the current system, that alone is problematic. And, you know, for seniors who are on Medicare Advantage, a private alternative, they have to get prior approval to get care. If you're on Medicare and you need health care, you just go to the doctor and you get it. But millions of people get denied on Medicare Advantage every year. And Stephanie, this is the worst part. When they appeal it, 85% of those get turned over. So they are literally rejecting cases for short-term profit that, especially if you're a Medicare-eligible person, it might mean life or death to you.
Yeah. Now, I see one of the co-sponsors of your bill is Representative Pramila Jayapal.
Here it comes.
Of the great state of Washington. And it just so happens we're doing Seattle Sexy Liberal this Saturday, and we can't seem to reach her, Representative. I would assume that you could give her, shoot her a text and tell her what a fantastic time you had at Madison. She's done it before. We just can't find her. She has a new person or something.
I will reach out to her right after this call.
Yay, thank you.
Liberal helpers everywhere. So before we go,
is any laundry picked up or anything?
I'm funny you should ask. I'm all out of cheese curds since I got back.
Oh yeah, those are pretty good, aren't they?
They really are.
Oh, they're so good. Finally, before we go, as I mentioned to you, Madison, we are both homos. And
God.
But, you know, this is really serious, isn't it, Representative, that, you know, all the people going, oh, the roll will never fall. Oh, they're not coming for gay marriage. Oh, they're not. I just think we have to keep, we talked about this in Madison, you and I, we have got to keep making the case. They are not the party of small government, right? They are the party that is trying to control women's bodies, tell you and I who we can love or marry, on and on. Right? What, you know, drugs you can buy? What, you know, books your kids can read? How do we seize that issue?
They are a very big brotherish party, except it's in a very authoritarian and maybe even theocratic way of how they want to tell you what to do. And when it comes to this, you know, last year we watched it during the appropriations process. They started out by, you know, trying to stigmatize trans kids who wanted to play in sports. But then it's quickly went to, but no pride flags can be flown over the Department of Agriculture. No, you have to recognize you can't discriminate against people who think marriage is only between a man and woman, which isn't even the law. They even went as far as to take away earmarks that went to LGBT organizations just because of this mania that they have of keeping parts of the base happy. And, you know, they have a lot of ways that they can really turn back the clock on equality. And don't forget, our speaker, Mike Johnson, used to think that criminal behavior should be given to people who are gay or lesbian. So yeah, there are a lot of reasons we should be concerned. And right now, watching them turn that clock or try to turn the clock backward is especially distressing.
Yeah. Well, can I say Midwestern Nice and Midwestern Awesome have come together? You, Tammy Baldwin, something's going on in Wisconsin. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Love my Badgers. All right. Representative, thanks so much. We got to do this more often. I'm so glad we found each other again after Madison. So,
I would love to, and I'm about to text my friend from Miller.
Okay. I'm going to text you like 45 seconds from now. Okay. Love you. Thank you. Mwah.
Bye, Representative.
Thank you.
Bye.
There he goes. The fantastic Representative Mark O'Connor of the great state of Wisconsin.
Spokane. It's on the list there.
All right. Current. I wrote it right.
It's like pecans or pecans, whatever. It's his name.
It's his name. Mm. Stephanie Myler.
Fine. I don't care what you call me. That's been the nicest thing you've called me all week.
Well, that's true. And the week is young.
Just beginning.
It is young. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth Travel Pajamas.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm going to, you know what, 60s in Seattle, going to go with the long sleeve Cozy Earth jammies, I think. Just because, you know, it gets chilly at night, right?
Yeah.
Cozy Earth, the most travelable. I'm just telling you, you can take softness luxury with you. You can take the sheets. Pack them sheets. I'm telling you, you're going to have a hard time with hotel sheets. I don't care.
They're scritchy.
Scritch, scritch, scritch. Ugh, and they feel hot.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, take your buttery soft Cozy Earth bedding. Use my exclusive code Miller at CozyEarth.com. Bam, you save 35% at checkout on the most luxury, the softest. They're made with viscose from bamboo, famous for temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. The cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I'm telling you, how about Cozy Earth bamboo jars and pullover crew? That's a fantastic soft travel outfit. Right?
Yeah.
Cozy Earth never has to leave your skin.
It's like wearing butter.
Thank you. Except not as greasy. Messy. Yeah. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Miller for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller, 35% off. CozyEarth.com.
Proving that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smokey the Bear.
Smoke. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Chris LaVoy's show pony muscles that he will be oiled up and in his posing trunks on panel for Seattle Sexy Liberal this Saturday.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's on Power Life High Impact Protein right there.
Right there.
Whey protein.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Brought to you by Tony Horton. Remember P90X guy?
I do.
He got shingles. Shingles is a bastard person. It does not care.
Does not.
He thought he was going to, right, do the you know, dirt nap, and no, now he looks and feels better than ever. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. I think Chris LaVoy was just fat and age shaming both of us.
He was
body shaming and age shaming us.
Yes,
he looks, he's 65 now, he looks and feels better than ever. Jody and I are saying we have better bodies than when we were 30 years younger than we are now. So
oh, I definitely have a better one than 30 years ago.
Right? Thank you, Getty Images. My power life.
True.
My
That's
power, don't give up. Don't be a naysayer like Chris LaVoy. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness, save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 29 minutes after the hour. All right, by popular demand.
What happened?
gin up the lung power to read Donald Trump's latest statements from the bassinet.
There's more?
Oh, there's always more.
Oh, there's always more whining. Baby's very, very colicky. Very colicky. It's the week he's going to be a convicted felon, so baby's super colicky. Ooh, baby. Talk about all of that next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's traditional July 3rd fireworks show at Veterans Park is canceled this year. The County Parks Department blames a lack of sponsors. The fireworks cost about $350,000 alone, with another $20,000 for staffing and related costs. Big summer gatherings can be stressful for people with Alzheimer's. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers instead.
If you normally have a giant picnic with a ton of people, maybe you just have a smaller picnic with yourself and a couple of family members and the person with dementia and go sit at the beach with a nice umbrella and nice cool towels for the neck.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, a Dane County judge is hearing arguments in a lawsuit seeking to overturn Wisconsin's controversial Act 10 law. The Scott Walker-era measure effectively ended collective bargaining rights for teachers and other public workers, giving unions less and less influence. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says employees making $50,000 a year had their pay drop by more than 8% under Act 10. Conservatives in the legislature claim it saved taxpayers $16 billion. Multiple unions have filed the suit. The case is expected to head to the now liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the Madison Mallards hold their first home game today. They actually opened their season in Eau Claire, where they lost to the Express. The Express will be at the Duck Pond tonight, which looks a little different than it used to. It has a new video board that's more than triple the size of the old one. The game starts tonight at 5:35. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
United Way and the Ad Council.
I have always hesitated in criticizing judges
as corrupt or biased because of their rulings. But in this case, I think her behavior has been so extreme and has manifested itself as a bias against the prosecution so many times and in such extreme ways that I cannot help but think that she is essentially corrupt. And I never say that about a judge, even judges I don't like. And she has this unique combination of incompetence and corruption, I think, that is very, very disturbing. And I think we're actually fortunate that she's not more competent than she is.
Yeah, George Conway on Judge Cannon, he went on to say,
I don't think she's being paid or anything like that. But I think it's a kind of political or moral corruption in the sense that she has decided that she is going to put her finger on the scale in favor of this man who appointed her to the bench and someday, you know, if he's reelected, could appoint her to another position. I just think that I can't find any other rational explanation for her behavior. I do think she is not competent, and I think we actually should be grateful that she is not that competent, because I think right now the record is such that it would not take much for Jack Smith to decide to make some kind of a motion to recuse or to take it up to the 11th Circuit and have the 11th Circuit reassign the case. So we'll see.
Please, God. By the way, I admit to being Walter the dog sometimes about, you know, court cases, not Merrick Garland. Why didn't this? Why didn't that? What happened here? Oh, by the way, did you see someone put Walter to a Trump speech in front of the TV? It was fantastic. The only way to get through a Trump speech is Walter.
Yeah.
Oh, should I do that? Why don't you do Walter while I'm doing the Stamen from the Bassinet?
Okay, all right.
Let's do both. It'll make it more
interesting.
Okay, it's the same from the Bassinet of the 45th.
Mm. Sorry.
Yeah, because it's the holiday one and whining about, you know, I don't know.
Court cases?
Convicted felon this week. Okay. Happy Memorial Day to all. No, Walter. Happy Memorial Day to all. Including the human scum that's working so hard to destroy our once great country, and to the radical left Trump-hating federal judge in New York that presided over gets his two separate trials that awarded a woman who I never met before a quick handshake at a celebrity event 25 years ago, doesn't count, $91 million for defamation. She didn't know what the so-called event even took place sometime in the 1990s. Never followed. Okay. Okay, the upshot of this is E. Jean Carroll's going to sue him and win again. Mm-hmm. So that was all.
Yep.
Did you see the thing that Eric Trump tweeted over the weekend?
I mentioned it in the hour one. Were you here?
Yes.
He was here. And
yes.
And she did mention
family.
It.
All right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You don't listen to me, do you?
Huh?
Purple's a fruit.
Okay. This would be... Oh, is this the... I think he is. Baby still smarting over the booing at the Libertarian?
Yes.
I think
yes.
So.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The reason I didn't file paperwork for the Libertarian... I need Walter. The reason I didn't The reason I didn't file paperwork for the Libertarian nomination, which I absolutely would have gotten if I wanted it, as everyone could tell by the enthusiasm of the crowd last night, was the fact that as a Republican nominee, I'm not allowed to have the nomination of another party. Nevertheless, I believe I'll get the majority of Libertarian voters. Okay. I can't even get to the end of them anymore. I can't. I don't have the lung power or the will to live to get through. okay. Yes, I could tell how much they loved you. Libertarians, yes. Okay. Speaking of the Judge Cannon, that case. So there's been a lot of speculation on what would have happened. I have Walter the dog about this, mm-hmm. about what if he would have charged him in another venue as opposed to Florida. This prosecutor says that's a false premise.
It is.
Since the Smith should have just brought the documents case in D.C., Chorus is picking up against time to remember as to why that's not true. Smith is bound by the Constitution, federal law, and case law, which collectively requires at a minimum conduct element of the offense to be committed in the district where it's charged.
Right.
So for the Espionage Act charges, Trump is charged with unlawfully retaining the documents.
Right.
The issue with charging him in D.C. is that he was still POTUS when he removed the docs in the White House down to Florida. He arguably was within his rights to do so, even if it's egregious. Simply put, it was not a crime while POTUS, even though that's hard to swallow. No conduct element in D.C. for the Act charges. That might still leave a conspiracy charge. Was an overt act committed in D.C.? Maybe, but Trump would have been POTUS when that act occurred. Mm-hmm. Charging that overt act would have run straight into a presidential immunity assertion, as handling classified records is likely to be seen as an official act while president. Everything that's happened with the J6 case would have happened here, except Trump would have had a better immunity argument, one that SCOTUS likely would have sided with before trial. So that leaves the various obstruction charges there, too. All the conduct elements to those charges occurred in Florida, not in D.C.
Yeah, what he did was after he was president, retaining those records, it was illegal as soon as he was no longer president.
Right. So shut up, Walter the dogs. Why did he charge in D.C.? Merrick Garland. Okay. That's me. I'm doing an impression of
me.
Uh-huh.
You are.
You
okay.
are.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear from Robert De Niro, and then we'll play it again tomorrow for Carlos.
All right.
From midnight tweets to drinking bleach to tear gassing citizens and staging a photo op, we knew Trump was out of control when he was president. Then he lost the 2020 election and snapped, desperately trying to hold on to power. Now he's running again, this time threatening to be a dictator, to terminate the Constitution.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Trump wants revenge, and he'll stop at nothing to get it. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I saw that ad this morning, like on the real TV.
Yeah,
good ad.
Yeah. It is. Stephen Beschloss said, if only Donald Trump and his cultists could experience every day how deeply most Americans despise him. Thanks to the libertarians with their boos and jeers for giving Trump a taste of the ugly gruel he so richly deserves. I think that's why it was so soul cleansing for the rest of us. Jojo from Jurors, our buddy, our pal, tweets, I can't believe this needs to be said, but we live in extraordinary times and we're dealing with unprecedented levels of stupid. So here goes. Dry humping an American flag is not patriotic. It's gross and it's weird. This concludes my we shouldn't have to say TED talk. David tweets, I have a huge music library. I've been to hundreds of shows, interviewed and photographed rock stars all over the world. I always find it hard when people ask what my favorite song is. Now I have a definitive answer. Libertarians booing 45 for 30 minutes straight. All right. And one last guess the quote. Who said, as Nikki Haley pointed out when she was telling the truth, he is mentally unstable and he's getting worse. You can see it every day in the courthouse. This guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Who said that?
Big Al.
No. George Conway, who we just played.
Conway kind of looks like Big Al. Okay. Country Bear Jamboree.
Stephen Beschloss reminds us, as Ellery just did this weekend. We're not just voting for president in November. We are voting for potential decades of new Supreme Court justices. We are voting for the shape of America's future.
Yep.
Okay. Root Pundit tweeted, Nikki Haley, I'll vote for the rapist who wants to enslave women and round up all illegal immigrants because surely it won't affect me, a woman with my immigrant parents.
Yeah.
Root Pundit also tweeted, man, the Alitos just seem like a delightful couple, like if two jars of mayonnaise got angry and racist. I missed him yesterday. I just wanted a little touch of
Root. You're not going to get to see him until the 10th.
I know. And Bob Seska, our buddy, our pal, if you're pissed off at Joe Biden and plan to vote against him because of the price of groceries, you're doing it wrong. Yeah. Corporate profits, as Mark Pocan just told us, are at an all...
Pocan. Thank you.
Could you pay attention to the important points I'm making and not the important mistakes I'm making over and over? Corporate profits are at an all-time high. By the way, every House Republican voted in lockstep against corporate price gouging bills, as Representative Mark
Pocan
just told us. I'll just let you do it. And D.L. Hughley tweeted, at a rally in New Jersey, Trump was joined on stage by a black man who was a registered sex offender. And at a rally in the Bronx, he was joined on stage by two black men who have 140 indictments against them, including conspiracy to commit murder. Well, I guess these are the black people Stephen Smith says relate to Trump. Mm. I texted that to Frangela with the hashtag Stray Biscuits. You can't miss a Friday with Frangela.
Nope.
Stray Biscuits was trending all weekend.
Yes, it was.
Okay, Jim in Minneapolis. Hello, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Okay, Jim's putting his laundry away.
Jim. All right. Let's go. You know what? We have I thought we had a second Jim. And Steve in Chicago. There you are. Hi.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
So, hello. So last week I had some legal stuff to take care of back in New Jersey where I grew up, and the pollen count was really high. And as I was walking through the courthouse parking lot, I sneezed, and Elena Hubba hopped out from behind a pole, handed me her business card, and said, if Stephanie Miller has molested a statue of yours, you may be entitled to compensation.
That's funny. That is good listener comedy.
So. That is.
You know what? It's a lot of free comedy. You're right. Your naysaying has led to...
You know?
Okay,
you're
James.
You're welcome.
James tweets, I was a driver in an Uber and a passenger got into my car. A Stephanie Mills came on Sirius XM and the rider asked, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? True story. It's true. Stephanie Mills picked
Stephanie
her
Mills.
Up.
Yep.
And I love
Only
it.
Only on some systems.
We are all in the sisterhood. Yeah. By the way, Kirsten Johnson, who we love with the heat of a thousand white hot suns, said you guys know pitting successful women against each other is textbook misogyny, right? Just making sure. Because I loved Sugar Jones' tweet. She said successful women supporting women brings more success. Stop falling for the trap that there's not enough to go around. Because we were talking about in relation to Hillary saying it was women that abandoned her, which just blows chunks. Yeah, particularly since now we've lost all our bodily autonomy. Remember that meme? We're all in the Handmaid's Tale hats and we're like, but our emails or whatever the meme is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to, Brooklyn Dad, fantastic. I just have to read this because we're hoping to get Rob Reiner to do another sexy liberal. He's done 11 billion of them. Mm-hmm. He's such a patriot. But this just cracked me up. So Rob Reiner tweeted, Trump has been a failure at everything he's ever done. The only thing he succeeded in is convincing his blind followers that he's not a failure. Mm-hmm. So Kathy tweets, hey, meathead, which, by the way, so funny so and current. Funny.
Yeah, that's
so
funny. Wow. He hasn't heard that before.
Where's your success? You're nothing but a washed-up actor who was only popular because the great Archie Bunker consistently made you look like the degenerate you the actually really Archie are.
Wow.
You don't
wow.
hold a candle to Donald Trump, so why don't you just off?
She
okay.
missed the entire point of All
of
in
that.
The Family.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Right. This is what Brooklyn Dad said. Meathead is currently trending because Rob Reiner kicked over a hornet's nest full of MAGA morons. This one treat deserves some derision. Where do I begin? One, the Archie Bunker character in All in the Family was an obnoxious, uneducated bigot, not the good guy of that TV show. You missed the whole point. Number two, if Rob Reiner had directed one of the following movies, he'd already be a legend. Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, This Is Spinal Tap, A Few Good Men. Dislike his politics all you want, but dismiss him as a washed-up actor who was only famous because of Archie Bunker highlights your dense ignorance. Number three, Rob's tweet rails against Trump for being a failure, lost the popular vote twice, impeached twice, got his ass kicked by a guy he called Sleepy, bankrupted six times, closed Trump University, Trump Foundation, about to dissolve Trump Organization for fraud, paid $130,000 hush money. Not only did she not hush, everybody knows he has a tiny mushroom, facing 91 felony counts. Based on that partial list, I'd say he's a failure. Yep, and we're going to make sure he fails again in 2024. And addendum number four, the biggest accomplishment by Trump girl 19 blood ever her thing is that she followed by cat turd. So not really the best judge of someone's success. I usually try to ignore trolls, but I happen to like and appreciate what Rob Reiner does on this platform, and I dig his work. So maybe Kathy should just off. Here, here. Hopefully we shall talk to Rob Reiner about that. On panel for Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
All right. Which, by the way, sexyliberal.com, get it. Mark
Pocan
is, as we speak,
you make
texting it, away for Seattle Sexy Liberal for us.
You told us to ignore your pronunciation, then it, you make it hard to ignore.
Denver Sexy Liberal coming up after that. And then what? Then what? Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland,
Phoenix.
Durham, Phoenix, Kansas City, L.A.,
D.C.,
yeah, that's not till January. That's not till the inauguration.
Tickets are on sale now for it, though.
Yes, get it. January, D.C. Okay, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Mahoney. Oh, my gosh. Bonnie just did give me the one eye. Just She gave me the one
good eye.
She's right beneath me in her calming dog bed saying thank you for the Dr. Mahoney's. I'm just saying, what you doing? Look at your bag of food. Look at your dog food. Mine used to say meat meal, and I thought I was a good mother. That's me.
That's gross.
That's me as a mother before, a dog mom, just fart noise.
Yeah.
Now I'm the best mom in the world. You can be the best mom and best dad in the world. Dr. Marty's is a world-renowned veterinarian. Superfoods, that's what he makes. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend out of raw, freeze-dried turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. This is what they should be eating, real food. And it's raw. All these foods are cooked at high heat, even the messy one that you cut open and then it expires and it's just, but it's cooked.
Right.
You know what? This is raw, freeze-dried, yep. So it makes them go crazy for the flavor and all those nutrients are packed in there. It is the best thing for your doggy, period. And your kitty, Nature's Feast. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. If you go to drmartypets.com/Miller right now or text Miller to 511-511, message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, the Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak, every entree is flash-frozen, vacuum-sealed, ready to prepare whenever your dad wants to grill. Omaha Steaks knows exactly what dads want, steak. This Father's Day, give him an experience he'll always remember. Mouth-watering steaks and a reason to think about you. From dad jokes to skin knees, your dad is one of a kind, right? This Father's Day, show him all the love with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use that promo code Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at, yes, you heard me right, just $89. He's guaranteed to love it. The most mouth-watering steaks, the best side dishes. Dad is going to love you so much. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget the promo code is Stephanie. Well, I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets, so I take my buttery soft cozy earth bedding with me to elevate my summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I just tuck my Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up. Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Don't forget, use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. CozyEarth.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Chris LaVoy's Show Pony Muscles, which will be on display, oiled up in his posing trunks on panel for Seattle Sexy Liberal.
He's not going to do that.
No, no.
And those muscles brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
That's right.
Hooray. Hooray, Tony Horton. P90X guy. He got shingles. Almost bit the dirt, man. And then now he's 65. He looks and feels better than ever. Why? I left you in suspense for a minute because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He created high-impact protein available in the whey or the plant protein.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Get you back on your feet if you're coming back from anything. It's your spotter in the gym.
It is.
Get it. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code fitness to save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code fitness. 55 minutes after the hour, a little bit of breaking news.
Okay.
Trump appointed Judge Aileen Cannon denied special counsel Jack Smith's motion to gag Trump over his false claims that President Biden tried to assassinate him with the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my God, Jody, I'm hoping this is the misstep that brings us the writ of Matt Damon.
Yes, the writ of Matt Damon.
It's Mandamus, but we know it is. We know what it is. Thank you. But I'm hoping this is the misstep because, every single law enforcement professional has warned about how very dangerous this is,
yep.
You know. That it puts, Frank Fulguzzi was talking about putting the FBI in the crosshairs by just this completely false claim. It is a template in every FBI warrant that, and actually it limits the use of force.
It does.
But of course they're armed. All FBI agents are armed. Right. And it just, and they also set this up with Trump's attorneys in advance, knowing he wouldn't be there.
Right.
So it's just, it's so ridiculous. And it's, but I don't know. I'm just hoping that, like illegal experts are saying, it's one misstep too many that could use, lead to her recusal, which, that would be. Trump would, he would poop his diapers. Okay. Whew, could be a very bad week for him. Yay. Okay, here's my favorite moment other than Trump getting booed for 30 minutes straight at the Libertarian convention. One of the Libertarian presidential candidate, a member of the audience during his speech, shouted, "How high are you?" He said, "Not high enough." I'm shocked that people find that shocking that the guy was high at a Libertarian convention. But okay,
was.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
Like, wow.
Okay, Mick Jagger
is
just
awesome.
Fantastic. Mick Jagger took a jab. They were at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and Jagger said, "I was a bit worried about the weather tonight."
Oh, don't do that.
Okay, sorry. I almost hurt myself. On my lips.
Oh.
He said, "I thought we were going to get a Stormy Daniels, but we're all right." Let's get us a Stormy joke. Okay. There was about 80,000 people there. Trump's campaign claimed that he drew 25,000 supporters Thursday night. Police say it was maybe 3,500. Yeah.
And not all supporters.
Right.
And there's a lot more people leaving, right? Like in the middle of that's what I keep saying. Don't you get tired of hearing about that cake? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing every time. He says the same thing. Ay, ay, ay. Trump said Monday the mass deportation of illegal immigrants during a second term will be carried out by local police before adding he will give officers immunity.
China.
Yeah. Thank God there's never any police misconduct. He will give police complete immunity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then he said there's 17 million people here. I believe the number's 15, maybe 17. He just
pulls things directly out of his ass.
And it's not a well-sculpted ass.
No, it is not. This part I love. He said, you know, the respect has been taken away. The honor has been taken away from our police force. Really? Maybe that's because you lionize the people that beat policemen on January 6th and talk about letting them, pardoning them and letting them out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the part about police not being respected? Because... All right. I'm exhausted. My chiffon is indeed wet. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.